Now on to our first batch of news items. The UEA has a vision for the future, and there is a battle going on for planning permission for what the applicants hope is a retail site at the bottom of Kett's Hill, as retail giants Aldi and Lidl battle it out. First, however, let's hear how the evening news reported the hot weekend.
The region was promised heat and temperatures soared. East Anglia was competing with London for the warmest weather throughout the weekend, with highs peaking in the mid-20s. The competition began in earnest on Friday afternoon as Wattisham in Suffolk turned contender for UK hotspot by reaching a high of 23 centigrade, only bettered by Northolt in London at 23.7 centigrade. By midday on Saturday, Norwich was sharing top spot in the country with London at 23.2 centigrade, figures more than double those in Edinburgh at 9.4 centigrade and Belfast at 10 centigrade. By 1 p.m, Houghton Hall, Marham and central London were tied on 24 centigrade, steaming ahead of Northern Ireland, Scotland and the northeast coast, ranging between 8 and 12 centigrade. It was Northolt which took the final crown, reaching 27 degrees centigrade in the early hours of the afternoon. The weekend's fine weather certainly drew the crowds, with coastal resorts seeing the first shoots of the summer boom. Ice cream shop owner Martin Jackson, who runs Ellie's in Sheringham, said the weather has been wonderful and brought everyone out. With unpredictable airstreams throughout spring, forecasters at Norwich-based WeatherQuest say it is quite normal for spring to have quite big fluctuations and can swing quite quickly from cold to warm. But we noticed it more last week as we had an Arctic wind which turned quite quickly.
The University of East Anglia will launch an ambitious 15-year vision for its future, with a call for business leaders to help it become a major global university and boost our region's economy. Vice-Chancellor David Richardson will unveil new research showing the UEA contributes £346.4 million a year to Norwich's economy and a further £154.3 million across Norfolk and Suffolk. Figures, he said, would quickly rise as it expands over the next decade. The UEA 2030 vision includes a £300 million investment in the university's campus, funded by surpluses and borrowing, with about half earmarked for new buildings and half to make existing buildings fit for 21st century education. Professor Richardson said it was absolutely essential the university grows in partnership with local businesses and added, "We are going to be one of the top universities in the world. To do that, we need to work harder at promoting ourselves internationally and promoting our reputation. But we can't develop as a strong global university without strong relationships in the region. They will help us develop, whether it is new degree courses or businesses working with us to provide business opportunities or internship opportunities for our students or businesses promoting the UEA as they engage around the world. The UEA plans to increase its 15,000-strong student body by 3,000 in the next decade. It also plans to grow its academic staff by about 100 by 2020, as part of the first of 3 5-year plans that make up the 15-year vision.
Discount supermarket Aldi has urged city councillors to turn down a bid by rival Lidl to open a new store in Norwich. Lidl's proposal for a store in Bishop Bridge Road, close to Kett's Hill roundabout, had already prompted objections from people living nearby, with concerns over traffic and the impact on homes. And now Lidl's competitor Aldi has lodged its own objection, urging Norwich City Council's planning committee to turn down the plans. They claim Lidl's estimates on the new store's impact on other shops, including Aldi's own Plumstead Road store, are out of date. Aldi has also objected on highway grounds, including that there has been insufficient consideration of weekend peaks, although highways officers have not objected. and City Hall's planning officers, having sought a response from Lidl to those concerns, are recommending that councillors do approve the plans.
A £4.1 million expansion to a primary school that serves a growing community will be completed by spring 2017, it has been announced. The project at Queen's Hill Primary and Nursery School in Cossey involves the construction of a 10-classroom extension that will allow the school to almost double its intake to 630 children to accommodate the growth of Queen's Hill Estate. Construction and infrastructure company Morgan Sindall has been appointed to deliver the project. Gavin Napper, area director at Morgan Sindall, said, "We're delighted to be making progress on this important scheme, which will help to alleviate the growing pressure for school places in the Queen's Hill area."
What makes a great Norfolk sandwich? That is what aspiring young chefs had to determine for a competition at a city hotel. Four students from City College Norwich were tasked with creating the perfect Norfolk sandwich using only local ingredients. They used everything from Cromer crab to Coleman's mustard to put together their individual dishes in the MasterChef-style challenge. A panel of judges at the Maidshead Hotel then rated each sandwich, with a winner having their creation added to its menu next month. Judge Candy Robertson from Candy's Chutney near Holt said, "It has all been a very good standard, and it is what you would expect from City College. There is so much great produce within Norfolk, and it is nice to see that at their age they have an understanding that regional produce is the best." Justin Gallant, 16, from Blowfield, was eventually crowned the winner for his barbecue pulled pork and Norfolk dapple sandwich. From next month, it will be included in the hotel's set menu.